This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are so desperate to figure out who the quarterback of the Browns is going to be next year that we are going to make things larger than life. And so for that...
What do you mean?
We turn larger to Jeff than life. We're going to make it larger than life.
Nope, it's just information, Andy. Good information.
Oh, you're hiding beneath your news ethics on this.
No.
Yes, you are.
Good information.
All right, give me some good information about the quarterback that you're extremely high on right now.
Why am I extremely high on him?
Because you put all this effort into this. That's why. And I appreciate your effort, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, well done.
I can really tell. You're excited about that.
Well, I was yelling at kids about hustling to the net last night. Jeff was sitting back, looking at things and saying, oh, I've got a fantastic bit for the show.
Well, you know, Mary Kay Cabot yesterday, you know, broke some news that, hey, Carson Wentz is...
I'm not mad at you, but is it really breaking news that the Browns might be interested in a quarterback if another quarterback isn't? It's nothing against Mary Kay. This is how desperate we are to figure out who the quarterback is. The news is, if the Browns don't have a quarterback, this free agent might be someone they're looking at. Is that really news?
Well, apparently it is, because it got picked up by like every national, re-aggregate, whatever it is that thing is that everybody does.
I think the thing that...
Like, everybody rewrites Mary Kay's stuff, gives her credit, and posts it on their website.
And that's fine. But Jeff, you said this like a month ago.
You mean...
You said exactly the same thing. Hey, maybe... And the only thing you didn't say...
You mean I threw this name out like at the beginning of free agency and said...
Like day one. This is not about, you know, running around and saying, oh, I was first. It has nothing to do with that. But let's just have some common sense here, right?
There's a small pool of available quarterbacks who might have fit the bill, and he's one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I just don't... People are texting me, Carson Wentz, what?
Yeah, now you're talking.
Guys, what, these are the same people that sent the throw-up emojis to me when the Browns traded for Kenny Pickett. So I'm just, let's simmer down. They're going to get a quarterback.
Simmer.
Let's figure out who it is when they get here. But you could throw any free agent quarterback in the NFL into this mix. But today, Jeff, we are going to put Carson Wentz on the Mount Rushmore of future Browns quarterbacks, aren't we?
Oh, it's going to be fabulous.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
I love it. I love that. Oh, man. Ted, you killed it.
Come
Keep
on,
going.
Man. Give the guy a little love.
Fine. If they bring him in, he's a quarterback.
Give the guy a little respect.
Can we get someone that knows how to throw the ball to the Browns more than the other team? Is that asking too much? And knows where the end zone is? Sorry for breaking it down to its most simplistic elements.
We're going to do this throughout the show, so we got little tidbits, some of them personal, some of them professional.
Okay, well, let's do personal. I like the TMZ.
All right, we'll
one.
Start with personal.
Okay, good.
He originally was born in North Carolina, and then his family moved to North Dakota when he was a little lad.
Mm.
As a high school freshman, Carson Wentz was 5'8". By the time he graduated, he was 6'5", baby. He was also valedictorian of his high school, Century High School,
wow,
in Bismarck, North Dakota.
You know, that would make him the second class valedictorian from North Dakota if he should come here, correct?
That we know of?
That we would know of, yes.
The other one, Travis Hafner.
That's right.
Travis was valedictorian of his class of 8. Somebody had to be. So there you go. The first of our get to know Carson.
Can you really hang your hat on that? Can you hang your hat on that valedictorian in a class of 8?
Yep.
It's like if you win your fantasy football league and you think you're good at fantasy football, all right, you're better than those 11 guys for this year. That's all that means.
Yep. Shouldn't there be a minimum number of at-bats to be a class valedictorian?
Nope.
If you can beat Andy. Oh.
Like, you have to have at least 25 people in your class
to
be a class
valedictorian. You can only beat who you can beat.
Right?
You play who's on the schedule.
I don't want to derail this totally, but you've never been to a track meet where only one person is running a race?
What do you mean, one person?
How'd that go?
What are you talking about?
They got the gold medal. They got all the points in the gold medal.
So there you go. Throughout the day, we'll get to know Carson Wentz, so stay tuned.
Cavs lose last night, their third in a row to the Sacramento Kings. They were the third team that they've lost to consecutively. 123-119, your final. Cavs just their 8th loss on the road all season long. This West Coast swing already feels long after 2 losses, and defensive breakdowns. In the first quarter, I was like, okay, this is the Cavs I know. They're up 22-15, and they could have been up even way more if they would have been able to convert a couple more buckets, because Sacramento, I think, had like 7 turnovers in that first quarter. And then what happened after the break? What an amazing speech they must have given in that locker room at Sacramento last night, because they came out and ripped the Cavs for 43 points.
Yeah.
They scored 76 points in the second half alone.
76.
Ugh. Oh, were you calling for the Philadelphia song there?
No, that might be later, though.
All right, so, and then the Cavs end up losing
Kings,
last night.
Kings made 46% of their 3-pointers.
I don't know.
No Domantas Sabonis.
Monk's dunk in the second half, it still hurts my face.
No Zach LaVine.
Right? Did you see that dunk in third? Oh, it hurts my face.
Oh, the one where it came down the lane?
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, I did.
Posterize.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not good.
Over
it was
Sam Merrill.
Yeah, but you know what was interesting? So he gets the dunk on Sam Merrill, and my favorite thing in basketball happened right after that. The Cavs got the ball back down the floor, and Okoro hit a 3. Like,
there
I love
go.
That. I love when the crowd is going crazy, and then all of a sudden you go back down and you nail a 3. They're like, shh.
How's that, sure. that go?
Shh. I saw part of the Sacramento feed last night. Jeff, they have the coolest little element when they do the game. So when someone hits a 3 for the Kings, does everyone do that? So what they do is they make the little circle 3 sign.
Yeah.
You know, and then what happens is when they change the number, so let's just say they had 120 and it went to 123, this little, what would you call that?
It looked like it's an like okay the wise, sign.
Yeah, like the okay, three
okay
finger.
Okay with 3 fingers.
And it pops up.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing I liked about their broadcast last night. Anyway.
They speak highly of you.
Are we worried, Jeff? Are we worried
about what, Andy?
They dropped 3 in a row.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
heaven
Jeff,
forbid.
Right now, this team is out of gas. I'm not saying they're going to be out of gas, but they look like they're out of gas right now.
Well, they better get some gas because the road trip continues.
Well, yeah. And nothing's close on this West Coast trip either. There aren't like little hour flights. They've got some long flights between these.
Well, by God, that's going to be rough in those business class seats that they recline in. After they've enjoyed their filet and lobster.
Well, you can never have enough filet and lobster. That's what I say. I don't know. Maybe it's weighing them down.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. They're eating too well.
I mean, they had to fly from, Sacramento last night to Phoenix was where they're next. And then they got to
head
north up to Utah.
That's just
then they
got
to go west again to Portland.
Oh, that's so far.
I mean, they're doing their own Lewis and Clark trail out there. I mean, come on. This is hard work they
Lewis
got to do.
Lewis and Clark.
My point here is I do think they're out of gas right now. I'm not saying that they're not going to refill the tank, but they just, you know, they got to 56-10. They put 133 on the board. We saw some little waves of the way they were playing. We're like, I hope they're going to be able to pull this off later. I don't
feel
good about this.
See the standings?
today?
6 games ahead of the Boston Celtics.
Oh, so that lead's gone down, what, a game and a half? They were up eight, weren't
they?
Weren't
they up 8.5?
Oh, I thought they were up eight.
So, anyhow, it's down to 6.
So now are we concerned about the top seed?
No. There are only, what, 11 games to go? Cavs would have to just, and here's the thing, for the Cavs not to be the top seed, they would have to just fall into oblivion here down the stretch. And the Celtics would still have to win.
Well, it's a 3-game losing streak. I just think, you tell me if you think I'm crazy. I think they just run out of gas right now. I think they're tired.
I think this team looks
tired right now.
That might be.
And they're, well, I was going to say they're going up against teams that are healthy, but.
You know what I'd say more
than that? Sacramento was missing guys last night, too.
Well, they're missing like 2 of their top 3 players.
Yeah, I know.
But the Cavs didn't have Darius Garland last night.
Okay.
Well.
Shouldn't they be able to beat Sacramento when they're down 2 of their top players without Darius?
Andy, it's the NBA. You know what that means? It means the best team doesn't win on any given night.
It's true. I get it.
It means you worry about the road trip. It means you're worried about blah, 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 blah. Look, I do have thoughts about the Cavs, and I've shared them, that this is why I think they might not get to the NBA Finals. I don't think they will get to the NBA Finals. They could. Mm. I hope I'm wrong. But right now, they're not the team I would pick out of the East. And
you take Boston?
Yeah, I would take Boston.
For $6 billion, would you take Boston?
I'd take Boston if they wanted to give me $6 billion. Sure, I could deal with that.
If I had $6 billion, I'd be selling it so I could have the $6 billion back in my
exactly
pocket.
Right.
I don't need the basketball.
Do I need a basketball team? No.
Seriously, if you had $6 billion, you're like, I'm going to go buy a basketball team. Talk about ego-driven, right?
Kind of. Welcome to sports ownership.
It's crazy. I just like... Yeah, so many different things. And we live in sports. I'm like, would you pay $6 billion for a franchise?
You know one thing I wonder about with the Cavs?
Mm.
And this is, I don't think this is a big deal. And I don't think you could do a whole lot about it now. Jared Allen hasn't missed a game this year. Should he rest a little?
Yes. He could have a little time off. I have no problem with that.
Does he want to play every game?
I know he wants to play every game. I know it. But, you know, he's kind of earned it, don't you think?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Again,
playing every game is something guys want to do sometimes.
I've asked this, although, yeah, why? So you can be eligible for the MVP? That's all that really matters right now, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Do you think the Cavaliers are out of gas for the moment?
Does it matter?
Maybe it does, because what if they're totally out of gas, Jeff? I'm just saying,
Andy,
I'm not panicking.
Freaking out again.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying, I think they're out of gas. I'm not like over the top crazy about this, but I'm a little concerned. They look tired, and that's why they've lost 3 in a row for just the second time all season. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
216-474-0092. Cavs run out of gas? You tell us. We talked about it. I think so. I think they're out of gas right now. They just need a refresher. That's all. They just need to. They need a couple, a little bit of time that they are able to, regroup and just kind of chill, and then they'll be able to come right back. But as you know, Jeff has his heart set on Carson Wentz
coming here to be the starting quarterback. I've never said that.
So Jeff has put together this stuff.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Come on, people. Get on board.
The audience is not happy with you.
He might be our guy.
He might
be our guy. I mentioned in our last little Get to Know Carson Wentz that he was the valedictorian of his high school, Century High School in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, do we have any circus
music? Also a Century High School graduate.
Who?
Carmen Berg.
Who?
Playboy's Miss July of 1987. She's North Dakota's only Playmate of the Month. Also a Century High School graduate.
I cannot believe you just took 30 seconds of someone's life to tell them this. Do you still have it or no?
I can't even make an annoyed sound at that. I'm just baffled. You've baffled me.
Some quality people apparently coming out of Century High School.
You've completely baffled me.
When did this was 1987?
87.
Do you still have it or no? Or were you able to get that first subscription by then? I don't even know. Were you already? Do you have it? Yes or no?
Move along. Talk Cavs.
Sure. In 87, was it still Staples or were they using the hot glue instead of having to?
Andy seems pretty familiar with things there.
Well, that was
all Staples or hot glue.
Well, you know, when I was reading National Geographic, they had to make the same. They had to make the same decision.
Staples were bad.
When you came to me and said, I have a bunch of Carson Wentz fun facts, I did not think Playboy Bunny would be a part of those fun facts.
Playmate of the Month. That's a difference from the bunny.
Do you have to run for that office?
Sure.
Do you have to run for that office?
Well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Hugh Hefner back in the day.
Not getting fired?
Apparently.
Yeah, let's not get fired.
Depends on if he was wearing Depends. Is that what you're saying at that point?
Just move along. We have more football-based Carson Wentz facts coming up.
Oh, good, because I wanted more Playboy.
Remember the name, Andy. Carmen Berg.
Carmen Berg.
Berg.
B-E-R-G, B-U-R-G.
B-E-R-G.
B-E-R-G. Thank you, Jeff.
Please don't Google that at work.
Apparently now a realtor in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, good for her.
She got that going for her, which is nice.
She actually has an office in Boston where she sold the Celtics for $6 billion.
Hey,
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I have the Cavs run out of gas. That's the question I'm asking you right now. Chelsea Jane's
going to join us. Andy's a non-believer, folks.
Jeff, I am not a non-believer. I just think, you know, you watch a game like last night and you're starting to ask yourself, they need a break. They just need a break. I just need a little R&R, just to be able to chill and not give up 43 points in the third quarter again. Jeff is in University Heights. Hello, Jeff in University Heights.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's right.
Carson Wentz is a stiff. I'd rather have Jim Nanowski or Milt Plum or Bill Nelson.
Going Milt Plum.
Yeah.
So. Well said resume. Yes, keep going.
Anyway, back to the Cavs. What do the numbers 61, 64, and 76 mean?
Number of points they've given up in the second half and the losing
streak. Second half in the last three games, yes. Yeah. To your point, Andy, have they run out of gas? Maybe, but then my question is why? Then why have they run out of gas and Oklahoma City hasn't? Because Oklahoma City is still defending at the number one level in the league, and even the Celtics are spending. So why is it that the Cavs have run out of gas, playing similar amount of games? And, you know, if they wanted to talk about low management, there's been several games that where Shea Butter has not played. So, you know, but, you know, Oklahoma City seems to have not missed the beat.
Do you think they've run out of gas a little bit here, Jeff?
I don't think they've run out of gas.
So what do you think it is?
I think what it is, they ran into Orlando, the Clip Joint, and the Kings are all fighting for a playoff spot.
Okay.
And their sense of urgency is higher than what the Cavs were in those games. I think the Cavs, especially against the Clippers Monday night, and to a certain extent last night, when the Cavs scored those 45 points in the first quarter, they thought they had it made. It was going to be the typical.
It was almost like the Boston game in reverse, right? A little bit where, you know, Boston had that big lead against the Cavs, and they were able to come back, and we were like, oh, this is, you know, game defining moment for the franchise for this season, right? Same kind of feel.
Right. So I think that they're not playing with the same sense of urgency as their last three opponents. Should they? That can be questioned because, you know, they're trying to get ready for the playoffs while these teams are trying to get into the playoffs. But you've got to match that intensity, too, at least until you put the team away, at least until you clinch the number one spot in the East. Then once you do that, then you can start resting guys and the games, you know, don't have the same significance. But I just think that they're not matching the same level of intensity as their opponents.
All right, that's a good point, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff on the east side. Let's go to Jeff on the west side, who's in North Olmsted.
Good day.
Jeff.
Good day.
Jeff, Andy.
Yes.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Good. We're good.
So I have a couple things. So one Cavs, one Browns thing, since you had to drive and bring me into the Browns discussion.
Oh, well.
Cavs talking point, Andy. I agree with you to a degree on this, that I do feel they are kind of running out of gas a little bit. But what's puzzling to me is that league-wide, I think most starters are averaging like 32 to 34 minutes. The Cavs are pretty much in line with that. So what you notice on the trend-wise, though, is look at teams like Boston. They know they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're pretty much locked into the two seed, unless the Cavs collapse, which isn't going to happen. They're locked in. So every other night you see them on the injury reports, injury management. They're doing it every other night, every player. So Jaylen Brown and Tatum were out last night. The night before, it was Porzingis, Holiday. So they mix and match, knowing that they're giving these guys these extra games, because at the end of the day, if you're locked into a one or two, what does it matter as far as giving these guys a little extra time? And it benefits your bench, guys like Ty Jerome getting extra minutes. I love having him on the floor in crunch time. It's unfortunate that we're heavy a guard and he can't get those minutes, but defensively he's probably our best guard in that situation.
I thought that last night too, Jeff. I agree with you. That's a great point.
Last night, like Valanciunas, again, I don't want to say average bigs because they're NBA players, but these big body physical bigs always beat us up. And it's guys like Valanciunas, Mitchell Robinson, Steven Adams. So what I felt like we missed
Zubac.
a shot, trying to give us an extra big down the stretch. Not a guy that's going to play 20 minutes, a guy that plays 10 to 15. But physicality. Tristan Thompson, yeah, great. We've already done stuff with him, but he comes back and, you know, he's getting these extra minutes. He's not.
Didn't even play last night.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And then one quick thing with the Browns guys. So I heard Mary Kay bring up the double quarterback situation. I think it's funny for a couple reasons.
But hang on, let me just clarify that. You're talking about drafting two quarterbacks in the first round. That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
double quarterback?
I heard that on the morning show, and I heard them bring that up. So I was kind of confused by it, and I was like, oh, where the hell did that come from? Well, then I thought about it, and I was like, we haven't had a boatload of picks in a long time, right? We're overthinking everything. My biggest thing right now, one thing solves it all for me as a fan and would re-engage me. Go get Flacco back for 2 years. Those 2 years, contingency being that he'll start right now, but he's passing the keys to Shadur, who we should draft at number two. Shadur's got the pedigree. He's a Deion kid. At the end of the day, you think Deion, his firstborn son, he's going to allow him to fail? He's not. It's not like we're trying to bring up a quarterback who is a middle-tier quarterback.
Hang on, Jeff, just explain that to me. What do you mean, let him fail? I mean, I don't know. His dad's not going on the field with him.
I understand that, Andy, but what I'm saying is his dad's been there and done it. Two-sport athlete at that, right?
Right.
He knows what it takes. He knows how to coach his son and to guide him. You know, you need mentors too. It's not just about coaching. You need guys that are going to follow through with these kids to say, hey, this is how I did it. This is how you can excel. Quiet all the noise outside and go play ball, and I'll teach you all the little things that make an athlete great, right? And he's got that with his father, who's super supportive of him. So for me, it's go get the best player at that spot, whether it's Cam Ward or Shadur. Who knows what happens? But for me as a fan, go get me Flacco, because I love him. The fans love him. We know what we can get out of him. If you're going to have a bridge quarterback for a year, why not do it with somebody we've already been there and done that with?
All right, Jeff.
Also, because he's so smart, you know, yeah. Give Shadur some coaching and some leadership along the way.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Jeff.
Maybe because age is catching up to Joe Flacco when he wasn't very good last year for the Colts.
Is Joe Flacco going to be any worse than Carson Wentz, who we're talking about all day today?
I'd much rather have Carson Wentz.
I can't say I feel exactly the same way. But I know they're going to have to bring a veteran in, so I just don't know who it's going to be. And Flacco seems to be on. So, wait, should I make a bold statement? If they can't get Carson Wentz after not getting Russell Wilson, then, okay, then they should go get Joe Flacco? Can Joe Flacco be in the hole on this? Can we call him up and let him know that he's in the hole? Hey, Joe, I got great news for you. You can pick up your bat.
Aaron Rodgers says yes, and then Russell says yes, and then Carson says yes, maybe we'll be with you. Way to feel wanted.
We'll give you a call then. I just feel like we just put together a group of guys sitting at a table drinking coffee and all getting the discount with their Golden Buckeye card. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. We'll continue on with a little bit of this. You'll find out a little bit more about Carson Wentz. Have you done brackets? Because I'm reading stuff that says you're not. Like, brackets are down this year. Are you set? You ready? Hey, we're one of those host cities. Let's talk a little NCAA basketball when we come back here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.